Hi everyone, I'm Flora Pastorero.
And I'm Carrie Perry, and this is Chick to Chick.
All right, in today's podcast, we're talking about something that's becoming a real issue. A real problem among teens in this country. Yeah. The good news is that smoking is down among teenagers. The bad news
is juuling.
Juuling, e-cigarettes, hookahs, all of these electronic devices.
It's up and
it's way,
the trend.
Way up. It's becoming a trend. And kids have this misconception, and this drives me insane because I've heard it from my child and I've heard it from other kids. Oh, it's safe.
That's what I want.
Who told you that this is safe? Oh, well, the people who make the Juuls, the Juul company says that it's safer than cigarettes.
Of course they do.
Which makes me insane.
Yeah.
So we know the reality of that. That is not true. There are a lot of misconceptions out there. And quite frankly, a lot of parents don't even know what these devices look like.
No. Well, and they're ever changing. Yeah. They're sneaky and they're things that look like something else that we would associate with, you know, that's on purpose.
Well, and what's interesting is now the CEO of Juul Labs actually came out with a statement and he apologized to parents of teenagers who were using his e-cigarette products. He said, quote, "I hope there was nothing that we did that made it appealing to them," meaning teenagers. He went on to say, "I'm sorry that children are using these products. The products are not intended for children." This was from Kevin Burns, who is the CEO of Juul Labs. Really interesting that he said, "As a parent of a 16-year-old, I'm sorry for them and I have empathy for them and the challenges that they are going through." He was referring to parents who are now dealing with kids who are using these products, which have a high amount of nicotine in them, which makes them highly addictive. Our guest today is Jennifer Folkenroth. She is with the American Lung Association. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, ladies.
Jennifer, first of all, how did this whole thing come about? Where did juuling start and e-cigarettes and hookahs and the whole nine yards? How did this all start?
You know, unfortunately, e-cigarette products are very new to the market within the past decade. So just as we were starting to see a decline in our traditional tobacco products, cigarettes, all of a sudden, here came this new product, an electronic version of inhaling nicotine and other chemicals that really kind of changed the game and changed our perspective on how to address prevention among our youth as well as cessation for those who are quitting.
So along what Flora was saying about it being safe, I mean, I have to admit, I really don't know much about it. I don't know anything either, but I do know that there has to be some element, as we now know, of something that is not good. But talk to us about this safety feature that they're saying is better. I mean, is that just a theory? What's going on with that, Jennifer? What do we need to know and not know?
I have to tell you, the Food and Drug Administration has not found a single e-cigarette product to be safe and effective. So I can tell you without a doubt, we are seeing a huge increase among our youth, just 78% just in 1 year. 40% of kids across the state are using these products. And I think the most concerning part is what we do know is in them. So there's much that we don't know in terms of midterm and long-term outcomes because it is a newer product on the market about that decade. However, what we are seeing so far has been extremely concerning to the American Lung Association. Chemicals, including nicotine, which we know is highly addictive, particularly among our youth under age 25. We also know that there's a big misconception among our youth in what are in these products. So 66% of youth believe that e-cigarette products give off just flavor and vapor, water vapor, which in fact we know through research is not the case at all.
And what are the health ramifications? What kind of damage are kids doing when they're using these products to their lungs, their heart, every other part of their body?
Yes. So what we know are a few chemicals in these products through research that are directly linked to health impact. So we are seeing diacetyl. So diacetyl is directly connected to a lung disease that is known commonly as popcorn lung. Also formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is in these products, as well as nicotine. So nicotine we know is highly addictive among our youth, and not only addictive in the sense of nicotine addiction and tobacco products specifically, but also before age 25, building these pathways that are making our children more susceptible to other addictions, such as methamphetamine and other drugs on the market.
Yeah, it's scary, and I have to admit, I wouldn't know one of these e-cigarettes or a Juul if I saw one. I really don't. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I'm lucky. My children are not interested in it, but I do have a middle schooler now, so mm-hmm. I need to know what it looks like. Do you have any? Because there has to be other parents out there that wouldn't know, and I bet they're also like ever changing in what their styles are.
Oh, absolutely.
Are. So could you show us any?
I would be happy to. So I happen to have a few products here that have been confiscated from a school and a middle school at that. So coming from, one mom to another, right. You can imagine these are right in our backyard. Mm. So this is one of the older generations. They are always evolving and changing. Over, 8,000 different mixtures of chemicals and products, ones that even look like a car key that you would just kind of flip Jeez. Open and use very discreetly. USBs, so the most popular, you are talking about Juul, the most popular product among our youth is Juul, and you can see it very much is just like a little USB flash drive you would put in your computer. Yeah. And the pods that contain the nicotine and other harmful chemicals are in a very small little package called a pod that you can purchase, in a box with several. Deemed by its own manufacturer, one single Juul pod contains the same amount of nicotine as a full pack of cigarettes. Oh. And some teens will go through multiple pods in a day.
Oh my. In a day.
Okay, for folks who don't see this, they're listening in. This is like a real flat tube of like a lip gloss that a young lady would handle. So it's gonna fit inside, like just in your back pocket. It is sleek and it can go anywhere. And then that little piece that you showed is like that little piece that you stick
pod.
Into. Yeah, that pod is like what you stick into the side of your laptop to connect to a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
It is so alarming to me that little piece there is a pack of cigarettes.
Yes, as much nicotine as a whole pack of cigarettes.
That's terrifying.
And Jennifer, I've seen kids with these Juuls in their hand, the way they hold it, they hide it. They kind of hide the whole thing and put it up to their mouth, and you don't even really know what they're doing. They're really kind of secretive about it.
Well, that's just bizarre. The way you were holding it, that
that's
has
what
to, like,
they do.
Call attention, the whole hand around it?
They put their whole hand around it, so you really can't see what she's doing right there.
Yeah, she's
you
fisting.
Can't even see
she has
it.
A fist.
And
a
that's what they do. You can't even see it.
Oh, I get it. So say they're sitting in a class or they're walking down the hall. Yes, it's
that's
like you're coughing or you're yawning or you're doing something. It is that discreet. That scares me.
Concentrating during the test.
Oh my goodness. Yes, it's like you have a pen up to your lip
or
something.
You see how they disguise it.
I see how it's disguised.
Yeah.
Okay, so, having said that, and you have a CEO who is now stepping up and saying, geez, I'm sorry, who also has teenagers, a part of me is like, that's wonderful, that's great, he did that. What do you think? I mean, is that something that was a good, responsible act to say?
I will say that the statement about being unaware of the appealing nature of these products to youth is questionable, as we know for sure there are very specific flavors of these products that are blatantly targeted towards our kids and very appealing to youth, as well as just the marketing tactics. So, e-cigarette companies have been using the same old tactics out of the playbook of big tobacco in the traditional days of of decades ago. You know, television, internet, magazine ads, you know, really going after those publications and mediums that, that kids are most frequently on. You know, even going so far as, you know, social media. In addition to that, point of sale. So going to a local convenience store or gas station, if you look at these ads, the fruit and candy flavors, the appealing colors, as well as the placement of the advertising at the gas station our kids go to each week, the placement of the ads is usually about 3 feet off the ground. Now, as moms, we, you know, our eye level is right around that, you know, above the 5 foot on average level. Who's looking at 3 feet and below?
Kids.
Jennifer, the American Lung Association is taking this very seriously. And here in Pennsylvania, you folks have launched an anti-vaping campaign called the Vape Talk. What's that all about?
Yeah, so the American Lung Association is very concerned about losing this next generation to tobacco-related illnesses, diseases, and death because of using these products. And that's why we partnered with the Pennsylvania Department of Health to launch the PA Vape Talk campaign. This campaign really targets parents in having a discussion with their kids about these products, in hopes that parents can either intervene and educate their kids prior to them becoming hooked and addicted or initiating use of these products. Or if unfortunately parents have found that their kids are hooked and addicted, really helping to connect them with proven effective cessation services that can help them quit before they get too deep into it. The website is thevapetalk.org. There's a parent conversation guide that can be downloaded right off the site, and some really great talking points and tips on how to have that conversation with your kids. It's so important.
This is fantastic. And along the same vein of having the conversation with the kids, I want to know on the other end, what schools are doing? How are they reacting to all of this?
The American Lung Association is a huge supporter of having an educational component if there ever is a punitive measure. We do not follow after the punitive measures, but schools are taking this very seriously and writing some extremely strong policy language in for their districts to make sure that this is addressed.
I think the most important thing here is education, education, education. Parents need to be educated about what these products are, and we really need to change the conversation and the message with our kids who are under this misconception. This drives me insane that they think these products are safe when in fact they're not. They're putting chemicals into their bodies. They can cause cancer. It can affect their brain development. It can do so much damage. And we really need to be proactive in getting the message out and changing the conversation with our kids. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here today. It's been
a real pleasure.
Jennifer Folkenroth with the American Lung Association. Thank you.
I can't even thank you ladies enough for chirping with me today. This, as a mom, fellow moms, this hits near and dear to my heart. We have to address this among our youth and stand up and speak out. So thank you for having me. Talk a little bit more with you about this topic.
Thank you, Jennifer. I like how she said, she added that chirping thing. We are moms, and this just drives me crazy as a mom. I just don't want to see our kids making bad decisions, making bad choices.
No.
And if we can put this front and center, if we can start the conversation, continue the conversation, I think it's just so important.
My hands are sweating, and it's not because it's hot in here.
You're hot.
I got mad.
You're hot.
I got mad because I really didn't put a lot into the, I mean, I knew what we were talking about, obviously, but it hit me like a ton of bricks just thinking about how they purposely have put this out there, and to hear the startling statistic that it is an entire pack of cigarettes and that Juul pod makes me absolutely irate. I mean, like, I don't have another way. You know how, you, look,
we're
don't
ruffling
get me
your
mad.
Feathers.
Don't get me mad.
We've
you know what
ruffled
happened.
Your feathers.
My feathers are sweating and they're ruffled and they're a hot mess right now.
Well, you know what? It's all good stuff.
It
because
is. We know
when
now.
You get worked up about stuff,
yeah,
causes change, causes
exactly.
action. So, once again, We are the Chicks from Chick to Chick. If you have any comments, any suggestions, you want to reach out to us, it's very easy. We have our own website now. It is chicktochick.com.
That's right. You can always follow us on social media because we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. There's really no way you can't find out what we're chirping about. And so we want you to come back, engage in the conversation, listen to what we'll be chirping about next time.